The Department of Agriculture announced the details for their tariff mitigation plan to help farmers and ranchers in response to the retaliatory tariffs that China and other countries have put in place against U.S. agricultural exports. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, explains how this will help U.S. cotton growers.
One of the key components of the program is a market facilitation that would provide direct support to commodity producers. For cotton growers, the support is going to be 6 cents per pound for half of the 2018 cotton production. There may be a payment on the second half of 2018 production, but that payment rate and the specifics on that will be announced at a later date by USDA, sometime later this fall, once they see how things progress within trade negotiations. But for the payment rate that has been announced, USDA is asking growers to visit their local FSA office once their harvest is complete for 2018 and they have 100% of their production records or evidence to provide to FSA. And at that point, the department can calculate the payment and provide that support to producers. The payments are subject to the current adjusted gross income and actively engaged provisions, but they will have a separate $125,000 per person payment limit. So support provided under this program will not count toward existing payment limits for the ARC and PLC programs.
In addition to the market facilitation payments that will go directly to growers, there were two other components announced.
One of those is a purchase and distribution program where certain food products will be purchased and then donated through feeding programs. And the third component is an agricultural trade promotion program that will allow entities like Cotton Council International to apply for a portion of $200 million that has been allocated for that program. And those funds can be used to help promote U.S. cotton and cotton products in our export markets around the world, whether it be existing markets or trying to use these funds for activities in new markets to help build additional market access and market share for U.S. cotton.
The council is pleased with the administration's actions for several reasons, according to Langley.
The National Cotton Council issued a statement following this announcement from USDA, thanking the Trump administration for including cotton in this program and for recognizing the impact that these tariffs are having on cotton producers and their bottom line for the 2018 cotton crop. It's important to note that of all the commodities that are receiving support through this program, cotton will receive the third largest share of support, about $280 million. Again, that's based on 50% of total production in 2018. So that's third behind soybeans, which are receiving the largest share, and then the pork industry, which is the second largest. We encourage producers to continue to check the National Cotton Council's website and USDA's website for additional details and information, and to be prepared to visit the local FSA office with your production records and data for 2018 so that you can apply for this program. The program will become active starting September 4th. So growers that have already completed harvest for cotton or other crops can go ahead and visit the FSA office starting next week if you have all of that data available.